Firstly, it's wonderful to be home with all of you after that short time that I had to go on vacation. You might see, hopefully not during Mass, if your mind wonders, but after Mass or perhaps before, there are some pictures in the bulletin that got to share, just scratch the surface a little bit of the trip that I got to have, a wonderful, wonderful trip. I know another follow-up question that some of you might have, and rightly so. Father, are you wearing green in honor of Notre Dame's first victory of the season? Of course not, but there are certainly happy coincidences. Several years ago, some time ago, I got to go and have dinner with a family with seven boys, all under the age of sixth grade, and infants. Twins. And you can imagine the craziness that filled the household. And we decided that we were going to have a fun evening together and prepare a meal together. So not just eat practically, but have time for fellowship and community and friendship and prepare a meal. And we decided in the middle of the cold, it was January or February, that we were going to make gumbo. So if anyone has made gumbo before, it takes time, a lot of time, especially at the very beginning, to prepare a roux from scratch. Equal parts flour and oil. And you have to do it very delicately, continuously stirring for no joke, 30 to 45 minutes. And the fine line between a perfectly prepared and darkened roux and one that is burned is just a matter of a few seconds. And I unfortunately learned that the hard way. So once I had reached that 45-minute mark, it burned and I had to throw it out and start over from scratch, and so I did. 45 minutes later, an hour and a half into it at this point, I poured this roux into a glass cup because it was still hot, obviously, coming off of the cast iron skillet, and I put it in a little glass cup so that I could take it with me to the family's house. We got there, had a wonderful evening together, the boys helping in whatever way that they could, cutting vegetables or running around, throwing things at each other in the living room while we were working in the kitchen, had a wonderful evening of gumbo and games. And of course, it was easy to happen, easy to forget the glass cup after all of the gumbo and games had ended. A few days later, I got a text that not only had I forgotten this cup, but that the father had accidentally knocked it off the counter and broke it, and he was heartbroken and apologized. I don't know how many times, but by the number of apologies that he gave, you would have thought that he borrowed my car and drove it straight into a brick wall. But that wasn't the case, obviously, something very, very small. Being trustworthy with what belongs to another. The gospel asks us quite poignantly, what does it mean to be trustworthy with what belongs to another? Because if we're brutally honest, it doesn't take much to admit that everything we have in our lives is given to us. Wealth or lack thereof, circumstances, even who we are, we don't create ourselves. Everything is given to us. And perhaps our life's journey can be understood as a roux being prepared by the Lord for something marvelous one day. With the constant action of the Holy Spirit, never letting anything settle, even though we can't necessarily see the darkening color at every single moment. That's what's happening in our life. But even more than that, even the things that are entrusted to us, does not the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ proclaim something dramatically different about that which is entrusted to us? If you are faithful and diligent and responsible about that which is entrusted to you, you will receive what is yours. My brothers and sisters, the Eucharistic heart of Jesus Christ proclaims that that which is entrusted to you is your take. It's our treasure, it's our reward, and it's our everything. And that's not waiting for one day in heaven. That's given to us now. I don't have to go to the farthest corners of Bavaria to see the most beautiful thing on earth. We have it right here in our midst. And so we're called today to value this gift that is being entrusted to us, which is the entire treasury of his mercy and love. So drench your sorrows in it. Drench your hopes in it. Drench your anxieties in it. drench yourself into this marvelous gift of Jesus Christ, which is entrusted to you, and you will find something quite remarkable happening in your life. And we have to take one step beyond just experiencing it as a miracle. It's not just a miracle that happens on this altar, my brothers and sisters. There is a face behind the miracle that is looking at you with such tenderness and love and mercy. And so let us value this gift that has been entrusted to us, to take a moment to climb this high point of our Sunday, our Sabbath. This is the high point of our life, the high point of our existence, the moment that everything is leading up toward and everything follows from, the source and the summit entrusted to us, experienced, tasted, seen, adored, lauded, and magnified. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us be recreated, renewed, reinvigorated, set free by this endless love and mercy, which isn't waiting for us in the future, but it is poured out upon us with such unfathomable generosity by the gift of God Most High. By the gift of God Most High.